I appreciate this, Bob, really.
No problemo.
Bob Meese figured it was the least he could do for old time's sake, even though he'd only dated Claire once, on the night her father died.
I'll give you a hand with the stuff.
He hitched up his sagging belt, then hauled a drop-leaf table out of the truck bed.
This is a nice piece. With some refinishing, you'll have a gem.
I like it the way it is. It was scarred and stained, and had plenty of character. Claire muscled out a ladder-back chair with a frayed rush seat. There was a matching one still on the truck, along with an iron standing lamp with a fringed shade, a rug in a faded floral pattern, and a sofa. They carried the light loads inside, then wrestled the rug between them. Bob was already panting when they walked back to the truck to study the curvy red brocade sofa.
This is great. I'm crazy about the swans carved in the armrests.
Weighs a ton, Bob said.
He started to hoist himself up on the bed when he spotted Ernie loitering on the curb across the street.
Hey, Ernie Butts, what you doing?
Ernie's sulky mouth turned down. His hands dove into his pockets.
Nothing. Well, get your ass over here and do something. Kid's creepy, Bob muttered to Claire. But he's got a young back.
Hi. Claire offered Ernie a sympathetic smile when he sauntered over. I'm Claire.
Yeah.
He could smell her hair. Fresh. Clean, with sexy undertones.
Get on up there and help me haul this thing.
Bob jerked his head toward the sofa.
I'll help.
Agile, Claire jumped up in the back beside Ernie.
Don't need to.
Before she could get a grip, Ernie had lifted the end of the sofa. She saw the muscles in his thin arms bunch.